Let's return to sitting again. And bearing in mind a few important intersections or points in the body. So first, this place in the lower abdomen, if you deliberately breathe out, you'll feel it tighten and harden. Okay, that's your power place, that's the engine of the breathing. And this, we want to let that control the breathing, so you kind of begin to not do breathing. So when you breathe out, it's like, that's the end, I'm not breathing in. Let it happen by itself. Let it wait, even rest it a little bit. If you slow the breathing down, if you pause longer at that low place when you breathe out, you'll find it does turn your energy, changes your energy. It will tend actually to brighten. Mostly, over-breathing can make you agitated or even dull, strange enough. Shallow over-breathing. But so, you want to almost limit your breathing. Go down there and then just play with resting a little bit longer. And as you let go, letting go a little bit at a time. As if you're bringing this life force in through a straw, just like a little bit at a time, sampling it as it comes into this balloon, belly, feeling that inflate, feeling it lifting the diaphragm, opening the chest to this low point. Second point to bear in mind is the solar plexus, which is right in the center of your body, really, just beneath the rib cage, you know, where your solar plexus is. Very important point. This place here controls fascia tissues and membranes that wrap around the body. So, if you've been looking at meat, for example, it's generally wrapped in this very fine, almost transparent tissue, you know, red meat. And so we've got this fascia tissue, rather like cling film, and this place here is almost like a screw. So if this tightens up, then all the fascia tissue around your body also tightens up, pulls you in. So this is the central point. So if this place is hard or knotted, this means around the sides of your body will also feel slightly compressed. You'll feel there's not much space for me. I'm in a hurry. There's not much space around. It's a kind of general feeling. I'm under pressure. You don't know why, but that's... You know. It will also come down, right down your abdomen, into your lower body, into your anal area, and cause it to tighten up. So this is quite important, to keep this place almost as if we'd like it like a flower that's opening. Yeah. And if you So if it does feel tight, then try to widen your awareness around your body, around the sides of your body particularly, and just imagine you've got a lot of space, huge amount of space. You're in the sea, you know, you're being held in space. So almost that gives the signal to the solar plexus, you know, you can unscrew. At this point, third point, perhaps more subtle, is just about where the breastbone is, in the centre of the chest, above the heart. Yeah. If you like to think of it as the heart, maybe that works better than bone. Got a little more feeling to it, hasn't it? So this also, can this this experience here be one of a receptive opening? Unguarded. So this, the chest also gets this message to be open. Next point would be really around our throat. Yeah. Which the throat tightens up when we have strong emotions. We're trying to control it, hold it down. The throat area tightens up. Can this area loosen up? So that the neck becomes like an open channel for breath to move through. That's one, two, three, four. Last point, if you get like something like the size of a tennis ball around the bridge of your nose, including your forehead and place between the eyes. Yeah. So, you know, when we furrow our brows, it all screws up, you know. Taking somebody off, it tightens up. Figuring something out, it tightens up. Can this area here, it's like a tennis ball sized area here, can this also just be continually looking to widen? Now this tends to affect the inner quality of your head and all these membranes, the nasal membranes, the sinuses, cavities behind the eyes, back of the throat, all this stuff. So this a lot of intricate channels in your head. So if this area, central area, can relax all those channels, get the message as just being able to open up. They don't have to do anything apart from that, but the quality of that is it allows the breath energy which began down in your lower belly to move up through your diaphragm, through your chest, through your upper body, through your throat, up into your head, and so you get the sense of something, it's like a subtle feeling inside your head of a wave, of a tide. It can be experience of light. And you have also another band around here, rather like a bandana, from your forehead, runs around the temples, down to the occiput, the back of the head. You've got this, like a headscarf, a bandana. Yeah. And again, when we tighten that up through getting upset, getting determined, getting willful, everything around here tightens up. It's the sides of the head, front of the head, back of the head tightens up. This hardens your tongue. So the occiput's connected to the root of the tongue. So you get ready to get the axe out. Give somebody a good chopping with your tongue. Yeah. But it's the whole thing, you know, it's like it's a complete unit. So if this can relax, this relaxes, this relaxes, and your tongue relaxes, what happens is the top of your head suddenly, oh yeah, it doesn't just end here. You know, your forehead, there's something up here. Oh, and it's open. So we get a lovely feeling of an openness opening up into our heads. So these 5 points, you know, the lower belly, solar plexus, centre of the chest, heart, throat, and then forehead. Can we carefully monitor breathing along that channel?